The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me. And I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever accidentally overheard a private conversation? Or for that matter, have you ever intentionally overheard a private conversation? That would be called eavesdropping. Now, most people, seeing that two people are speaking in low voices and huddled together, would politely back away, giving them space for their private conversation. That's why, by the way, we rope off those pews directly in front of the confessional, so that people don't accidentally overhear a confession, or to prevent people from intentionally overhearing a confession. This is why we instinctively give people ample space in church. We don't crowd in on people so as not to interrupt them and their sacred conversation with God. People should enjoy privacy when they pour out their hearts to God in prayer. Now, the famed British novelist Jane Austen once said that she never recorded a private conversation between two men by themselves in her novels, because she couldn't imagine what two men alone would ever talk about. Well, it's quite simple. It's not so hard to imagine. They're either talking about the weather, or fishing, or baseball. Or they're not talking at all. They're just sitting there. In the gospel today, we get to overhear a conversation, not between two men, but between God the Father and God the Son. In fact, in the Gospel of John, chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17, record one long extended prayer of Jesus speaking to his Father. Like many of you, when you come to church and pour out your heart in prayer to God, so too Jesus pours out his heart in supplication to the Father. This prayer was very personal. It gives us a glimpse into God's own heart. And yet, St. John invites us to eavesdrop on this conversation, to listen, to learn, and to love. In fact, on a memorial card I had made on my ordination day, I wrote a passage from today's gospel, namely, "Consecrate them in the truth." In other words, I wanted Jesus' high priestly prayer to be my own prayer as a priest. You can't do much better than to pray like Jesus prayed. Today I want you to think a little bit about your own private conversations with God. What do you say when you pour out your heart to your Maker? Or do you just sit there in the silence? Do you talk about the weather and fishing and baseball? You know, some of the most fervent prayers were probably prayed over the weather and fishing and baseball. Please, Lord, don't let the Cubs lose again. This past Christmas, I made a small card with a short prayer that I say every morning. Here's my personal prayer. Don't worry, it's not four chapters long. Please bless me, Lord, that I might be an instrument of your love and peace and joy and grace to all those I meet today. And may all those I meet today be an instrument of your love and joy and peace and grace to me. Amen. By the way, at the end of the day, that prayer becomes an excellent examination of conscience. In other words, was I an instrument of God's love and joy and peace and grace to those I met today? What would your personal prayer to God be? I'm sure it's something that Jane Austen could never imagine. Praised be Jesus Christ.